New Year's Eve, we know, can be a very scary time for pets. Tell us why.
It is a very scary time for pets because it is out of the ordinary. And what often happens is, number one, you have things like fireworks and different noises and different sounds and different activity that an animal is used to. They can behave differently. And unfortunately, sometimes that means they run out of the house when they wouldn't normally run out of the house. The other thing that you see on New Year's Eve is lots of people coming and going in and out of your home, which, again, is not normal for your pet if you're not as social like that on a regular day.
An otherwise docile animal may get aggressive, right?
Yes, it does happen, especially if they're not used to a lot of people coming and going, and then all of a sudden there's people in your home. When an animal is stressed or when an animal's environment changes, that's when their behavior can change. And when you could see an animal that would be normally docile become a little bit more nervous, and when nervousness happens, you can also see some aggression because they communicate differently than us, and sometimes they'll communicate through aggressive behaviors. And it can happen if they're not used to being handled by a lot of people and people coming in and trying to touch them or grab them, or if you have loud noises, it can change their behavior. So you want to, number one, know your animal's behavior. But number two, if the behavior has changed at all, just be aware of that so that you can prevent anybody from getting bitten, and you can also make sure that it's a safe situation for your animal and that you minimize stress.
Yeah, what are the precautions that people can take right off the bat? What should they be doing?
If you know that you're going to have people in the home, don't risk it. Put your animal in an inside room where there aren't a lot of people coming and going. If there's going to be loud noises like fireworks in your neighborhood, you want to keep them away from any kind of open windows or any kind of open doors. You absolutely always want to make sure that you have a collar and a tag and an identification and even a microchip on your animal so that if your animal does get out of the house unexpectedly, we can find them and get them back home to you. And you also want to make sure that you keep all food and other items like foods like chocolate or any other items that could be bad for animals high enough so that your animal can't get them.
Including alcohol, obviously.
Including alcohol. I mean, I'd hate to think that somebody is going to give a pet alcohol, but it is dangerous for your dog if you give them alcohol, so you want to keep that away from your pet.
All right, Julie, let's talk about lost pets. What if, God forbid, a pet gets lost? What should folks do?
Oh, it's very, very important, again, number one, that you have an identification on your animal at all times, even if your animal's indoors, because during holidays, people tend to leave doors open and they get come in and go. So you want to make sure that you have identification. But besides that, if you do lose your animal, the first thing that we do is recommend that you go to our website at nycacc.org, where you can file a lost pet report. And then come down to the animal shelter that is closest to you. We have a shelter in Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Manhattan where you can look for your lost pet. We are open 7 days a week for you to find your lost pet. You can also look at our website and see if we have pictures of animals that have come in the door. So if your animal is lost, you might be able to see a picture of them. And then on our website is also a variety of other tips that you can do and other websites where you could post your animals being lost as well.
And finally, we always want to remind folks that if you're looking for a furry family member, please adopt. Don't shop, right? There are plenty of pets available for adoption.
This is the time of the year that we always have animals coming and going. And unfortunately, there's lots of homeless animals that need a family. So if start off your New Year's right, consider it a New Year's resolution, add an addition to your family, and I'm sure you'd be bringing a bundle of love. You'd be happy and they'd be happy. It'd be win-win for everyone.
Well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.